My name is Matthew Antilak, and I'm the host of This Is a Podcast. Today we will be talking about Amy Lowell's Ideals and Imagism and In a Garden. When I was younger, I used to visit my uncle on my mother's side. I remembered him having a backyard that was almost entirely made up of a singular koi pond. I remembered seeing the algae on the surface that made the surface green and wanting to dip my toes into the water and poke the algae, but both of those things my mother would never allow. I remember always wanting to see the fish because they always lie dormant at the bottom of the pool, so I would always ask to feed them because I knew they would come to the surface. The rest of my uncle's backyard was entirely made up of another garden and was filled with plants and trees that at the time I couldn't name. He's moved now, but he still has a garden and a koi pond in his new house. In a Garden by Amy Lowell is all about someone looking for their love who is in a garden and the ideals that they both represent. The water connects the verses just like my uncle who connected his two houses by creating similarities between the two. Amy Lowell was born February 9, 1874, and she died March 12, 1925. She was born into an influential family where both of her parents were rich and her brothers went on to succeed in their careers. One of her brothers hypothesized about the existence of Pluto and the other ended up as the principal or president of Harvard. She began poetry in her 30s, and up until then she was considered a socialite. In 1912, she published her first full collection of poetry, and she helped Carl Sandburg, and she won the Pulitzer Prize for poetry after her death. She would have considered herself an Imagist poet at the time, even though Ezra Pound, who was the leading Imagist poet in her time, wouldn't have considered her one. He said that she lacked the passion to be an Imagist poet. However, she still pursued that as her style. The poem I chose was In a Garden, and I chose it for its strong use of imagism, and that was what Amy Lowell was best known for. Gushing from the mouths of stone men to spread at ease under the sky in granite-lipped basins where iris dabble their feet, and rustle to a passing wind, the water fills the garden with its rushing. In the midst of the quiet of close-clipped lawns, damp smell the ferns and tunnels of stone where trickle and plash the fountains, marble fountains yellowed with much water. Splashing down moss-tarnished steps, it falls the water, and the air is throbbing with its gurgling and running, with its leaping and deep, cool murmur. And I wished for night and you. I wanted to see you in the swimming pool, white and shining in the silver-flecked water, while the moon rode over the garden high in the arch of night, and the scent of the lilacs was heavy with stillness. Night in the water, and you in your whiteness bathing. This poem is a good example of Amy Lowell using descriptive words to paint a picture. I chose this poem because I knew that Amy Lowell was famous for her use of imagism in her poetry. The picture that she creates is an ideal that she holds for herself. She wants the reader to feel the same tranquility that she feels when dreaming of this garden and her lover.